Good morning, sunshines. How are you? Thank you so much for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday morning meditation. I am your host, Maria Wall, and as always, I hope you, each of you, is in your favorite easy chair, lying down, and you are prepared for our 15 minutes of stress relief and release. I have missed you all so much. You know, last time I was here, I wasn't feeling my best, and I believe that I had shared with you that I was in the final stages of finishing up my school work. Well, I'd just like to say that God is good, and now I am a graduate officially, so therefore, that's another one of my goals in life that I have accomplished. And, you know, that brings us right into our subject for the day, which is give thanks. And our inspirational vitamin comes from 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. You know, last night I had the winner of our worldwide campaign, Healing Through Art contest, on our regular Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio show that airs on Saturday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. Toni McKinley shared her story behind the art piece that won the contest. And one thing that she had said was about finding her faith again, and the fact that we had conversed about the fact that sometimes we have to take all of that negative and make it something positive. And of course, for me, I've always said this, and I've said it many times, that we have to give thanks for even the negative in our lives, because if we have actually learned the lesson that God sent to us, then we take that negative and make it something wondrous and positive. So with that said, you have to learn how to turn those negatives in your life around. Take all that negativity, toss it aside, get what you need from it, learn that lesson, but move forward and move up, not backwards, ever. You know, and sometimes it's the little things that we could be thankful for. Sometimes it's the things that may tend to bother us or get on our nerves. And, you know, it's so funny how we always seem to hurt the people or things that we care about the most, because we're hurting for whatever reason, because we're bringing around all of that baggage from the past. You know, it's just a wonderful feeling when we have those emotions under control. We know where we're going and what we have to do to get there. So I give thanks for the hardships in my life, because they have brought me here to be with you right now. They helped me to create Healing Through Hurt. They helped me to learn how to help so many others all over the world. And there's nothing more gratifying than being born onto this earth and figuring out what your purpose is. And this is my purpose. Without the hardships that I had gone through, I would have kept dragging my feet and letting smaller issues keep me from even going to school. And I'm here sitting before you today as a graduate. So you can do it. And I'm in my late 40s, and there are people coming out of school who are well into their 90s. So you can do it. If that's on your infamous bucket list, go for it. Let the negativity in your life be your jet propulsion to propel you to new places, heights, and travel. Be thankful, not just for all of the great things in your life. Be thankful for the negative things and for the hurt, because that hurt is what makes you stronger. It's what gives you clarity. It's what helps you to move forward, if that is what you have decided to do. So just remember, give thanks, not just for the good in your life, but give thanks for the negative as well. Because a lot of times as human nature, when things are going well, everything is, I love the Lord, it's great, it's wonderful. But the minute that things start to crumble, God isn't that important anymore. People who you used to smile with and grin and have a good time with, now you shun or you hurt. Because we're doing things backwards. So just remember, give a special thanks to the things that have hurt you. Because with any injury, it's going to hurt before it heals. And what you do, if you decide to take that negative and find the positive message within it and act upon it, oh, what a ride that's going to be. So with that said, ladies and gentlemen, let's just lie back and relax for a while. Let's just do some breathing and just let it all go. I want you to close your eyes. Hopefully you're lying back or you're in your favorite easy chair. Close your eyes. Time for us to pick up our infamous sledgehammer. We're going to go to the mirror that has all of the reflections of the things that have hurt us and held us back. And for some of us, there are many mirrors, but all we can ask is for you to take care and address at least one at a time. Look at all that hurt that you see in your past, flashing by you in that mirror, the reflections of your past. Now I want you to take that sledgehammer and prepare to wield it towards that mirror. I want you to break that mirror. Get rid of that because it's a memory. You're still standing for a reason. You're here for a reason, and that reason was not to be anyone's footstool. Break that mirror. And if you feel a need, while your eyes are closed and you're envisioning this, and it's all there for you, break another and another. Take what you need from that memory. Use it to move forward. Now let's just lie back for a while. And I know that this can be hard sometimes. I know it's hard for me. But I want us to lie back and just close our eyes. And we're going to take some deep breaths. You'd be surprised how these 15 minutes can help heal your heart, mind, body, spirit, and soul and get your stress level down. So right now, eyes closed, we're going to inhale. Now hold it. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Welcome to all of our guests in the call query and in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning for our 15 minutes of stress relief and release and our inspirational vitamin. I don't proclaim to be any great minister, preacher, any of that, but I've learned in my life that there's a lesson in almost everything. And sometimes one of the oldest books in the world is a place where you can get some guidance. And that's why I tend to go and look up some of the scriptures just to see what's going on and what I can use to take some of that knowledge and apply it to everyday life. So I'm just a normal person trying to do something before my time is up. Okay, keep those eyes closed. Just lie back. Let go of all of that negativity that's been holding you back. I've been beaten, battered, and abused, and I've learned how to let it go and move forward. Give thanks to the good times, and give thanks to the negative things in your life that have helped you move forward. Just remember, it's a full circle. Don't just give thanks when you're at the top of your game and everything. Give thanks for the things that taught you the lesson so that you could be at the top of your game. We have a little more than 1 minute left. Just keep breathing. And today's CD choice is Atmospheres, Mystic Places CD. So just lie back and relax. And with these few moments, I'm going to turn it over to the music. Just lie back. This is just a few moments before you start your busy day. Just lie back and enjoy the music. And as always, I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days, enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down, enough rain to make your beautiful gardens grow, but most of all, I pray each of you enough strength for whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. If you're on Facebook, look us up and like us. We're Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. And of course, if you're on Twitter, we're Wall_Foundation. Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio and the Sunday Morning Meditation is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. Until next time, be well, and remember, drop that baggage off, learn what you can, and move on. Take care, and thanks so much. If you would like to contact us, you can write to us at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, or email us at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org. And if you ever need to reach us by phone, our number is 202-618-2556. Until next week, I am your most humble and gracious host, Maria Wall, thanking each of you for joining me here on Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Meditation. I'll see you again soon.